the Steve Cochran Show.
I can tell you right now, I know the most valuable person on the planet is coming up. Do you guys know? Most valuable person on the planet, Susan Mahan. Owen Mahan's mom. Remember Owen?
Sure.
How can you forget Owen?
Let's go there right now to say hi to Owen and to Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
How old are you now?
12.
Is today the birthday?
Thursday.
Last Thursday was your birthday. You know, I didn't get you anything. You like pizza? How about some pizza? Mom, is pizza okay?
He loves pizza.
All right, so let's put him down for a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati and Malnati's.com. Owen Mahan became a legend thanks to some fine people in the Chicago entertainment community, but mostly thanks to his mom and his incredible courage. Susan, could you retell the story?
Yeah. When Owen was 2 years old, the story is he fell in a bathtub full of scalding water, and he was burnt 98% of his body. He was given a 0% chance of survival. Then when he defied those odds, the doctors told me he might not ever walk or talk. Well, he not only did he live, but he never stopped talking, and he's always smiling and happy.
Oh, and what's up with you, man? You have so many reasons to not be happy. Why do you? What keeps you going? How come you're so smiley?
Today's going to be a great day. That's what I say in the morning.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. What are you doing for fun this summer?
Surgery's
not fun, Mom. What else are you doing for fun?
Going back to school.
There you go.
We had our big break over spring break because the summer's too hot for him to really be outside doing things. So where did we go for spring break, Owen?
We went to Florida.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go in Florida?
Where'd we go?
Phone clipped out there.
Universal Studios.
Well, you went to Universal.
Yep.
Nice. Cool. What was the big attraction, Susan? Where'd you go at Universal?
He really liked the I can't think of the name of the ride. He liked the Transformer 3D ride.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Bikes to ride through New York City.
Yeah, Dave won't ride that. He gets scared.
No, I would go with Owen.
Owen would make you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you watching on TV these days, Owen? What's a good show I ought to be watching?
What's your favorite show?
American Ninja Warriors.
Yeah. American Ninja Warriors. Oh, and I'm 58. How do you think I'd do on that show? Yeah, exactly. Not so good. You're 1,000% right. Well, listen, pal, you are an absolute amazing young man and an inspiration to all of us. And Susan, let me tell you something. Mom of the Year doesn't begin to sum up what you do every day. Tell me a little bit more about the rest of your family.
Well, right now, there's still the same six living here. Tyler's turning 16 on Saturday.
Good. Happy birthday.
And then Owen, you know, he just had his birthday and he's 12. And then we've got Ryder is 9 and he has some special needs. Kaylin is also 9. And then Olivia has some special needs. And then I have Joseph who has a lot of special needs. But it's a wonderful house. And, you know, you would think with six kids it would be chaotic in here, and it really isn't. I've got very wonderful, well-behaved children.
What keeps you going? I mean, look, here's what we know, and I don't know how often you get a chance to hear the show, Susan, but I'm very proud of my son who is working with a foster care and foster care to adoption charity called Let It Be Us. And they do amazing work. But as a foster parent, at times, you know, just an exponentially powerful woman, what keeps you going?
The smiles on these kids' faces every single day. you know, there's a lot of nights when I do, I'll be honest, I go to bed, I'm like, that's it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore. Then you wake up the next morning and these kids are all running through the house smiling and, you know, seeing Owen running through and all of his accomplishments and all the other kids and all that they've achieved. One of my children was born at 23 weeks, extremely early, and she just barrels through this house like nothing ever happened to her. So when you see the things that these kids have gone through, I have to keep going, you know? They inspire me. They're my heroes.
Well, Owen, you make your mom happy, you make us happy. And for what you've gone through, it is absolutely amazing who you are and what I know you're going to be, because you're already a huge success in life and you're going to be a continued big star success in whatever you want to do. So it's an honor to have you on the show again, pal.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Owen.
Could everybody do a random act of kindness?
Yeah, this is important. This is what you wanted for your birthday, right? You want people to do random acts of kindness.
Yep.
So, you know, hold the door, you know, you're in line for a coffee, buy coffee for the person behind you that you don't know. Those type of things, right?
Yep.
Oh, and you're a good man. And Susan, thank you. God bless your family.
Thank you. Thank you for spreading the word.
I appreciate you being on. You could, of course, do the Facebook page and follow Owen Mahan, Owen Mahan. That young man, in a scalding hot bathtub, boiling water, his birth parents, birth family, such that it was, couldn't take care of him. Chose not to, whatever the full story is. And Susan stepped in, as she did for the other kids she mentioned, some with significant special needs. I mean, that woman is, it's just, you know, there's some very special people in the world, and we come across all of them, or a lot of them, I should say. But that's somebody that's...
Is sainthood too strong a word?
Yeah, come on.
No, she deserves it. Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible. And Owen, who has been through more than any of us will ever go through in a lifetime, says it's going to be a great day every day when he gets out.
And the way he talks about surgery, it's like brushing his teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to surgery.
Yeah,
you know, because he's had so many surgeries for skin grafts and everything else.
Yeah, we don't even... 98% of his body was burned. He was not supposed to live. And there he is, making everybody's day better every time he wakes up in the morning and goes out and does what he does. So, special people. The MVPP is the most valuable person on the planet, and right about this time, we tend to award it anyway. So we said, obviously, it's Susan Mahan and her, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, what she does for her entire family.
Good call.
So thank you, Susan. Give them all pizza. Lou Malnati's, loumalnati's.com. And, of course, thank you very much to the fine people who sponsor the MVPP every day. Mega Pros. The Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.